Here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk, with me is Bob Stallman, who is president of the American Farm Bureau Federation and also chairman of the board for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. So let's talk about USFRA. This is third year now for USFRA?
We, as of this meeting, we have completed 2 years.
2 years. So we're into the third year. So what are some of the accomplishments that you've seen USFRA make as far as really helping to get the conversations going between farmers and consumers?
Well, I think we've made great progress considering we started up from scratch, from zero. We've only been having our programs running for about 14 months now, but we're making some great progress. We're making great progress in engaging with consumer influencers. We're having that back and forth with them, and so that's helped us in the kind of messaging and what they say about how we raise and grow food. We've established a really robust social media platform, web-based platform for consumers and farmers and ranchers to have those direct conversations. You know, consumers want their questions answered. Our research shows that. They want an open and honest discussion, and they don't want to have it with someone like me that represents an organization. They want to have it with a, quote, real farmer or rancher and have real questions about how they raise their animals and care for them, how they raise their crops. And we've set up the platform to do that. We've also set up training for farmers and ranchers, not media training per se, but training as to how to have that conversation with consumers. We've had some high-profile events, our food dialogue events. First one was in Washington and three other locations around the country. We went out to Hollywood in June and had one. Now, that was an interesting experience for Texas country boy, but the reality is we've had producers now engaged with us wanting to have information so they can accurately portray agriculture in their productions. So, you know, all those things we view as very positive. Anecdotally, we are seeing in the social media where, you know, a consumer wants to be critical based on something that they've heard, and then another consumer who has had a conversation and has had their questions answered weighs in and says, well, wait just a second. You need to talk to a farmer or rancher. And so we're seeing anecdotal evidence of that, which was one of our goals. You know, as we move forward into the second year of programming, we're going to, you know, continue to do more and better. You know, one of the things we're basing all of our work on has been our very extensive research that we've done, consumer research, to find out, you know, what they desire and, you know, what will create greater consumer trust. And then we're letting those answers guide us as we move forward.
At this point, how many organizations and companies are involved in USFRA?
Well, the number keeps changing because we keep adding some. We're over 70, organizations that are involved. And, you know, that's a lot of people to keep track of, a lot of entities to keep track of. But, you know, producer groups representing just about all of agriculture, checkoff programs, industry partners. And we're trying to continue to expand and to get new supporters. And, you know, that's going to be necessary for us to keep this going, because it's only going to succeed if we're united in agriculture, across the agricultural industry. And we hope that's the case, and it has been so far. And I've been really gratified to see how willing people are to work on behalf of this one issue.
And huge growth in just 2 years, and bringing the industry together, that's wonderful. All right, here at NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.